Good morning. I'm turning into Mike, I think, because Mike always says, well, this is a one session thing and ends up with 93. And we started on the mind. Alice started doing some session on the mind, which evolved into two. And now I've done two, doing two. So we've got four sessions so far. So for those of you who haven't been around, you're kind of hitting session four. But they are actually on the Freedom Mark Facebook page. And it might be helpful if you are interested to hear them all, because otherwise I'll just say the same things again today. And I must stay on track. So as I say, we've been looking at our mind and how important the way that we think is in the whole of our lives. Alice very cleverly divided it down into our unconscious, subconscious and conscious mind, the three parts of our mind that work together. Our unconscious mind is everything that happens to us, good and bad, in our life, gets stored. Circumstances, situations, memories, traumas, wounds, happy times, bad times, everything gets stored in our unconscious mind. Our subconscious mind then draws on what we need at any particular time. It filters it and it helps us to take what we need when we need it into our conscious mind, which is our here and now, which is how we live in the present. Is that all right? Okay, that's the complicated bit. Basically, we live how we believe, in a nutshell, and that belief is stored in our unconscious mind. So what is stored in us will be what we live out of. So our beliefs, our value systems, our coping mechanisms, our mindsets, our behaviours, our attitude, the way we speak, everything come from our subconscious. They're all forms. Our life expectations, our life experiences, everything gets stored away. So our early environment is absolutely key. The way that we're brought up, the way that we see things happen, the way that we see people relate to each other, how would they speak to each other, those are where we learn our belief systems from really, really early on. So outside of God, outside of pursuing a relationship with God, I learn to look after myself. Whatever that may look like, I look after me, I learn to cope the best that I can, or not. Some of us, things go worse. Some of us have worse starts in life than others, but at the end of the day, whatever was normal for me becomes my norm, and I build my value system and my belief system on that norm. It's not right, it's not wrong, it becomes normal for me. Now, we're made up of body, soul, and spirit, but we learn to function from our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And so I need to have my needs met, because we all have inherent needs in us, which were from God, which are to belong, to be loved, to be accepted, to have purpose, to be affirmed. There are things on the inside of us that we all need, that we're meant to find them in God, but actually when we're not walking with God, we need to get them met somewhere else, again, or not. And depending what that looks like for us, again, depending on our belief system and value system. But I develop ways to cope with all the wounds, all the pain, everything that happens to me. I develop ways to cope with it. Those wounds, whatever they may look like, some common ones may be rejection, insecurity, fear, mistrust. They're things that we all go through. And depending what our roots down on the inside are like, it may be easier or difficult to cope with them. But as I say, life becomes normal. And if I'm told often enough I'm unlovable, what do I believe? I'm unlovable. If I'm told often enough I'm a failure, what will I do? I will fail. Because that is set up and that's what's drawn on from my storage mechanism. The point is, we live lives less than God intended. We are robbed. We're defeated. We do our best, but it's doing our best out of our best, because that's all that we know, and we live out of our wounds and our dysfunction. Now, a bit depressing, isn't it? No, we're not going to leave you here. Good news is we don't have to stay in that place, because we can come into a relationship with God, which is what he always intended for us, where we realize that there's a new way to live. God is love. He loves us. He always loves us. He always has had the best for us. And there comes a point in time as we discover that love relationship with God that we realize we don't have to live the way that we've lived anymore. Now, it would be really handy if there was a little reset button that could go in our minds, but it isn't quite like that. But God gives us the tools to be totally transformed and restored into the person that he always destined us to be. That's to know his love, to live in forgiveness, acceptance, belonging, to have purpose. They were all God's original intent. It all got a bit messed up, but Jesus, through what he did on the cross, he has restored that in relationship with us, and we can become transformed, redeemed, whatever word you want to say, but we can become as God intended us to be. And there's two pathways that we talk about here a lot. One is relationship, and the most important thing for anyone to know is that God loves you, because he does, because it's who he is. And that's the basis of everything, is to just know that God loves you and you can be in a love relationship with God. Now, when I talk about those things that have been set up in us, for some of you, you may have little arguments going on in your head already that say, not me, you've got no idea what has happened in my life. If you only knew what I've been through, if you only knew what I've done, God couldn't possibly love me. Those are some of the values and belief systems that get set up in us due to life's experiences and situations, which will rob us and keep us from everything that God has for us. But again, there is good news. We don't have to stay that way, because what Jesus did for us was victory. He defeated everything that would keep us from knowing who we are in God, as God's child, as an object of his love. Our life situations may have thwarted our view of God, and we may see him as big and mean and nasty and horrible and unkind and not for us. Again, those things that are set up in us, in our mindsets, can be broken down by a revelation, by meeting Jesus, by meeting God as love. Those can all be transformed. And the second thing is that we were created in eternity. Before we were ever here, we were created in God's heart. And every single person, God has a plan and a purpose and a destiny for. And that's also been robbed from us through circumstances of life. So the two important things are, firstly, that we know that we're loved. And from that place, we can discover what God's got for us. This process might be a bit tricky, because those things that are normal for us, they are normal. They are part of who we are. But is it the best? And where we are, we have a choice. We can choose to stay the same in our torture, in our prisons, in our negative mindsets, in our defeated lifestyle. Or we can say, actually, I want what God's got for me. I want to come into everything that God has got. Now, you can look around here. What a beautiful bunch of people we are. And you can make assumptions about people as to where they may be, as to what's going on in their lives. You may look at some people and think, oh, they're just there, they've got it. And you may look at other people and you think, they've got a long way to go. The fact is, we are all on a journey with God. He has no favourites. He loves us all the same. I think in the shack, the film, which I'm sure most of us have seen, God says, I'm particularly fond of you. And he says that to all of us. I am particularly fond of you. And that might not be your experience, but that can change. And that's what we're all about. Because our DIY coping mechanisms have kept us from God's best. And it's mostly to do with our patterns, those roots that are deep down on the inside of us. It's not about, you guys will probably tell me more about this, it's not about your behaviours. It's about the roots on the inside. And if you only deal with your behaviour, it will come back. We need to let God into those deep places to deal with the roots that have caused the turmoil, the trauma, the dysfunction in the first place. You know, I'm discovering gardening in a big way more and more all the time. And I know that if I only pull the root out by the weed, if I just put the weed out, what's going to happen? It's going to grow again. And in order for that weed not to be there, you need to pull it out at the root. And that's what God wants to transform us from, the very essence of our being, where those roots that are not very good grow and where our mindsets are wrong. Now, last week, again, I don't want to go on too much about last week, but I did share two particular vulnerable areas that I struggle with in my mindsets. One of them being I can't. So if anyone says anything to me or asks me to do anything, my initial reaction in my head is can't. And I haven't in the past been particularly fond of change. And those two are what I would call strongholds in my mind. And a stronghold is a negative reaction of thought. A negative pattern of thought burned into the mind through repetition over time or one traumatic event. A stronghold is a practiced and habitual way of thinking whose function is to control the thinking and prevent any thinking that contradicts it. Does anyone identify that they may have some of these? Andrea, good job. A mindset impregnated with hopelessness that causes us to accept as unchangeable something we know is contrary to the will of God. A predisposition to think a certain way, a knee-jerk reaction in your mind that you cannot help. That's the definition of a stronghold. I have more than two, but those were just the two that I shared last week. Now, I am better than I used to be. I am aware, at least, that these are strongholds, because the other thing is we don't like being addressed that we might have strongholds, because the natural instinct, if somebody hits a stronghold, is denial. Don't know what you're on about. No. So my natural instinct, obviously, is not great. Because when I feel challenged, like I'm asked to do something that I don't feel very confident about, or to change in some area, what I want to say is, well, but if... And I want to just confront it and attack it, because you feel attacked at times when your strongholds are confronted. But I have learnt. And mostly now, I might have a response in here, but it doesn't burst out like it might have at one point in time. Because mostly now, I'm in that process where God is transforming me. And although I may still have initial reactions, they don't send me spiraling downwards like they would have in the past. So it's a process that we can all be in, and wherever we are, it's okay. Last week, where we looked at things, were mostly to do with ourselves, mindsets to do with our self-esteem and how we saw ourselves, rejection, insecurity, again, those beliefs that have set up about my view of life. Now, perceptions is also a really important thing for us to, I was going to say get a head round, but that's a bit of a strange thing to say, isn't it? Perceptions. A perception is something that I think is true. Obviously, I think it's true. Is it always going to be? So I perceive something to be true. Is it always going to be the truth? No, because I will see it through my filters, through my mindsets, through my strongholds. And it's really important that we understand that our perceptions of situations, of God, of things may not actually be the truth, although it may be true for how I feel. Now, who I am, the way I am wired, my personality type, my giftings, my talents make me unique. And I will say the same for you. You are unique. So basically, God has created me as a unique person. You may think, phew, thank goodness for that, but there's only one of me. Just like there's only one of you, and it's okay to be just one of you. That's part of God's love, is you are you. You don't have to be like anyone else. But what you do need to do is discover who you are as God sees you, and not how you have been shaped. So life here has messed up God's original intent, as we've already seen, both in my identity, knowing what it means to be God's child in that love relationship, and also in my destiny. Because I have authority to bring heaven to earth. I have authority to see things changed here, which needs to flow out of my love relationship with God. And this is a journey that we are all on, no matter whether we're at the beginning or we've been in this for 30, 40, 50 years. We are all at different stages. God's is love. And as long as you are pursuing that and are open, you can come into everything that he has for you. So we have been deceived, lied to, and robbed. We have an enemy who wants to rob, kill, and destroy. And that happened in the beginning, in the garden with Adam and Eve. They chose a wrong pathway. They were deceived, and they chose to go it alone, the DIY route, we call it. And that has affected us ever since. But we have been brought back in relationship with God, in Jesus. That's why he came. He came to bring restoration, reconciliation, and transformation. And we say here often, there's no limits to what God can do. So wherever we are in our journey, whatever's going on in our life, nothing is impossible for God. There are no boundaries. Anything is possible. There are no limits. We say, dream big. Some of us don't even know how to do that because we have been so conformed and confined. Everything is controlled by the boundaries or limits in our thinking, in our minds. And we've started to unpack that. As I say, this is week 4. So we've started to unpack some things and identify where our mindsets do not line up to God, where they are opposite. Then we have a choice. Now, you can't change things easily yourself. And I've tried for many years, and it's really hard work. The answer is that we encounter Jesus, that we allow God into those places. He will transform our thinking. He will bring healing to those things on the inside of us. But life without God defines us. We don't need to stay in that place. We don't need to let that happen, because let God define you. Let what he says about you. Now, I'm a bit of a Disney freak. And in the words of Aladdin, there's a whole new world. And I'm going to read you some of the words from it, because I was looking at it and I was thinking this in my head, because I was thinking about us living God's way and how narrow we are. And I was just thinking about some stuff. And this morning I thought, what are the lyrics? Would they be appropriate? I think they're amazing. So I'm going to just read you some. So this is a Disney song. I'm not going to sing it or play it, in fact. But listen, I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, imagine this is God singing it to you. Can I say that, or is that heretical? Imagine Jesus is singing this to you. I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess. Now, when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view, no one to tell us no or where to go or say we're only dreaming, a whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew, but when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you. Unbelievable sights, indescribable feelings, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky, a whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes. 100,000 things to see. Hold your breath, it gets better. I'm like a shooting star, I've come so far. I won't go on anymore. But how exciting is that? We need to come into the thing of like, where we are here is not it. It's not Aladdin either, by the way. That's just a really good example of there are no limits. There are no boundaries to where we can go in God. And for some of us who have been around a long time, it's really difficult to imagine in God, because we have had years of religious bondage and structure put on us that stops us dreaming big and go into endless possibilities. When in my background, where I grew up in a quite strict religious family, really, and we would go to church. There was no music even. It was so religious. There was no life. There was nothing. And I walked away from it. I couldn't clap my hands. There was no dancing. There was no joy. There was no nothing. That shaped me for a really long time, so much that I'm like, I don't want this. And I walked away. I thought I was walking away from God, but actually I was walking away from religion. And for many of us, even though we don't want religion, we can still have constraints. There can still be things in our mindsets that tie us, that keep us in prison and keep us in that framework. everything that we've been hearing here about restoration of all things over the last, I don't know how many months, is to do with God bringing things back as his order, as how he intended. And we have seen how religion has robbed God. He's robbed God of who he is to us because we have believed so many lies about who he is. So we are on a journey here, a supernatural journey, to live a lifestyle in two realms. It's like Alice was sharing about the next intensive to come. It's what we're about here. We do not settle. We do not want anything other than God's fullness. But you know what? Sometimes that isn't very comfortable. Sometimes it's not very easy. We need to be able to live from out of the heavenly realm, engaging in our spirit and letting the atmosphere of heaven flow from us and through us. Be engaged in what's going on in heaven and learn to bring and to legislate that authority here. Now, for me, I still feel like I've got L plates on and that I'm a baby learner. Some people are much further on, some people not as far on. It's all okay because, as I say, we are on a journey. But what we don't want is to be staying short of God's best, and we don't want those mindsets to keep us. So I might not understand a lot of things. Sometimes when Mike speaks, I'm like, my eyes go cross and he fries my brain, frazzles my brain. What I do know is that outside of God, people are living in fear, rejection, anxiety, less than, ill health, mental health, everything that is negative. People are living in that state of hopelessness. And what I do know is that's not God's heart of love. And we carry God's heart of love. And so that is what I want to bring. Love, joy, peace, healing, wholeness, security, forgiveness. It's not about me, but actually I carry that in me and I can give it away and bring other people into it. And that's the journey that I am on. And that's the journey that you are invited to be on. And as you grow in your relationship with God, you can see where you have a part to play in bringing the authority of that here to see things transformed. So God needs to deal with our minds and our restrictions so that we are free to do that. I want to go beyond where I am right now. Some people have gone beyond that, and some people have gone beyond. But I'm happy with going beyond where I am right now. Let's start now with the renewing of our mind. And I do believe today that God wants to deal with some of the religious constraints that we have. Because when you are challenged, it's not very comfortable. I don't think it is anyway. It's not easy and it's not pleasant. But we have a choice. Am I going to stay where I am or am I going to press forward? So as usual for me, I ponder something. God gives me something to share. I share it. And then quite often it's before. This time it was after. So this week, it's been a difficult week for me in lots of ways. But one thing was really interesting this week. Now, my heart is to be free, to be restored, to go deeper. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Some things we hear, as I say, it frazzles my brain. But I've learnt not to react straight away, but to take it and think, okay, what's it hitting against? What's going on the inside of me? Because things of the spirit often offend our mind, because that's where the constraints are. Now, my spirit, unconnected from God in lifestyle, doesn't function because I live out of my soul. So when I become reconnected with God in that relationship and I'm pursuing God, I need to be learned to live led by my spirit, which is connected to heaven, where God is, that flows through me. So my spirit is hungry. It's craving all things God. It's craving supernatural lifestyle. It's craving all these things. But my mind sometimes doesn't like it. And so there can be a bit of a battle. Last week we talked about the truth of lies versus truth. This week it's spirit versus soul often, because our spirit engages with things and gets excited and our mind wants to filter it out because it doesn't compute and it doesn't like it very much. So bearing all this in mind, setting the scene and all that, I want to share this now to challenge and encourage you. As I've said, some people love change. They embrace it. It excites them. They can't wait for it. They're like, bring it on. Me, not so much. So, while we don't want our negative thoughts and patterns to control us, things do hit into them sometimes, and that's okay. Firstly, it's okay. So my journey this week. We're in a setting, and we were talking about actually gatherings, meetings, what we do when we're together, what's God saying. We're kind of on a journey of just being open for God. Anything is, you know, we just want to be led by what God is saying. Now, I know that. I agree with that. And then there was a bit of a challenge thrown in. So what can things look like? What may God want things to look like? What might God want to do? Does he always want you to us to meet together and somebody share something and then we have worship? And I'm inside going, yeah. Spirit's going, maybe not. Okay, so these are some of the things. First thing, often in this environment, I share. So immediately it's like, well, I don't know what to do then. I don't know what you're asking me. I can't do it. So that's going on in my head. Also, it means change. Well, I like what we do. I like this. It's good. People. So I have these things going on. Other people are like, bring it on. This is so exciting. And I'm wilting away in the corner. Okay. Why am I sharing this to humiliate myself? Because God's told me to. Because it's an indication of some of the things that we battle with. Even though, if you ask me, honestly, of course I want to do everything that God wants to do. But sometimes it's flipping uncomfortable, isn't it? It's not very easy. And we have to deal with those things in our mindsets. So here I am, again, saying the battles that I had. Now, fortunately, I don't think I reacted badly. I know I did say something at one point is in the sense of like, well, let people do that then if they want to. Rather than embracing the whole thing. But God is talking to us. He's expanding our expectations. He's expanding our mindsets. He's saying, just take off the limits. He's talking to us about frequencies and colours and sounds and smells and all of those things. And I know that. The thought of actually having to just say, okay, God, what do you want to do today here in that setting, just scrambled my brain. But I dealt with it and I went back to God. Do you know what God said to me? You've put me in a box. Your mindset is your constraint. And you need to break out of the box. I was like, oh, not again. How many times? How many times do I have to break my mindsets? How many? How much more? But God, you know, he was smiling at me. He wasn't cross. He didn't mind. He was smiling. Because he loves me. He might have been going, oh. We all have areas and constraints that will keep us, that hurt because I hit my glasses, that will keep us locked up and imprisoned. Are we prepared to come out of the box? Box is a safe place. It has boundaries, but it's a prison, and I don't want to be in a prison. Fortunately, because I've been on this journey a while, I didn't react terribly. The fact is, it's a vulnerable area for me. And those thoughts, we talked a lot about temptation last week. Temptation is the entrance point of a thought. Temptation's not wrong. And because of my predisposition in the past, shall we say, to I can't and I don't like change, those things often come. I have a choice whether I am going to feed them, whether I'm going to ponder them, and whether I am going to allow them to overtake me and then spiral into them, or whether actually what I did then, I think quite quickly, was, I'm not having that. That's not who I am. I'm not an I can't person. I recognised where I could have gone, and I didn't go there. Now, I'm not telling you that to say, oh, look at me. I'm telling you that to say, there's hope, because these things were really big for me, but I don't need to stay in that place. And I'm not through it yet, and I'm still in a process. But sometimes we do need to give a head a wobble. and we need to take responsibility for the way that our thinking wants to go. And if there's a stronghold in place, we need to take it further, look at the root, ask God to show us, have an encounter that will break that open for us so that we can be free. But sometimes it is a case of, give your head a wobble, bad attitude. Because the Bible says we can take captive those thoughts that are not in God, and we don't have to go there with them. So don't be robbed, is what I'm going to say to you. Because as God shows us this stuff, particularly I think in the religious mindset type, if we don't deal with it, we won't stick around. It's too uncomfortable. Now, this is not a comfortable place to be. I've learned that very quickly. But it's a wonderful place to be if we want to explore everything that God has for us. So there's a whole pile of rewiring and reconstructions of the mind that's needed. And God's a really good rewirer and reconstructor. And there's another phrase that I can't actually say very well. Is it cognitive dissonance? Which I'm not going to explain because I don't understand it, other than it's to do with your mind that needs breaking down. So that's kind of more or less where I'm going to leave it right now. But I know that Alice wants to share a little bit extra on that. And then we're going to hopefully invite God in to do some mind breaking and rewiring.
So I was in this gathering with Deb when we were talking about the new, and so she started talking about the box, and I began to imagine all sorts of other things that may be used symbolically to show breaking out of something. So I talked nicely to Mark, and we've got some chains and some ropes and some padlocks. Scarily, Gray went a step further with this, and it's got bolt cutters. Are you actually expecting us to do anything with these? Or are they symbolic? Great. Because we haven't done a health and safety assessment on that one. So what I'm imagining that people may feel that they need to do, if you think of areas in your life where you feel stuck, where you know that you have strongholds, where you know that there are hindrances that hold you back, even if you feel that you've dealt with them, you know that they can be re-triggered still. And symbolically, you want to say this morning, actually, I'm making a choice. You know, I know it's a process. I'm not saying this is a magic wand and it's all going to be better this morning. But actually, I want to do something physical to tell my soul and my spirit what's happening today, and it's we're going to step into the new. So there are chains that you may want to wrap around yourself and release yourself from. I mean, it all sounds a bit weird, but just be brave and just think, actually, I need to do this. It doesn't matter what other people think of me. There are padlocks here that you may just want to unlock the bolt, unlock the padlock, symbolically saying, yes, I'm opening something that was shut. I'm going to release something. I was also thinking, oh, there's more chains here, but if you wanted to sort of like create a line and say, this is the old and I'm stepping into the new, and I'm symbolically doing that, because what we do in our body then creates a sound for our soul and our spirit to hear, and it reinforces the choices that we're making. You may even want to get in the box, be stuck in the box, but choose to step out of it. We have got another box here, which unfortunately has got a beer symbol on, but can we break it? Are we allowed to break your box? So if you want to choose the other box and you want to step into it and break out and break yourself open, do feel free to do that, whatever you feel. So are we going to do that now or in the worship? Well, I was sort of thinking that let's just engage with God now. I don't know. Have we got any music, Jeremy, that we could... He loves me. Every single week we may need music. Excellent. He's so good. I was thinking it'd be really good Deb, if you want to add to this, that's cool. But let's just step into that place of connection with God and ask him to show us if there are things that we need to deal with. And if there are things that we need to engage with this morning, symbolically as a demonstration of wanting to move forward. So just as Deb was saying that her strongholds were I can't and change is scary, just ask God to show you what your blockages are for moving forward, because Sunday morning is going to look different, and that may be wonderful for some people and it may be really uncomfortable, but actually I'll tell you, life is going to be different because when you're on a journey with God, he is constantly going to stretch you, he's constantly going to press you into the new, because he wants you to expand. There's a scripture in Psalms, and I don't remember which one it is, that talks about God brings you into a spacious place. And actually, sometimes being in a spacious place is like, oh my goodness, there's so much space, I can't contain this. But actually, that's God's heart for us, is that we grow and we develop and we fill those spaces. So just now, as we engage with God, ask him to show you what it is that would stop you from expanding and stop you embracing the new. And then during the music, you want to come and do something with these things, or the whole time that the band are playing and you want to just come and grab something if you feel you want to, and you may want to do it with somebody else. Sorry, it always seems a bit weird wrapping people up, but it may be helpful. So I'm just going to... So Father, we step into that place of connection with you. We honour you and we love you and we just tell you that your way is the best, that we choose your way, we choose to follow you where you're leading us, and we are aware that there are things that could trap us and hold us back. We may have shackles on our ankles, we may have restrictions around us, we may have things in our head that are telling us that we can't move forwards. So Jesus, I just ask you to show everybody here what those things are, what their boundaries are, what their blockages are, what their strongholds are. Father, because we know that your heart is to set us free. So by faith, we break out, we step over, we distance ourselves from those things that have blocked us. We make a choice today that we're going to embrace the new. We make a choice that we are going to step out from all those things that have hindered us. And we are agreeing with the process of moving forwards. And Father, we just give you permission to work with us, to bring healing, to bring freedom. Father, we just claim that blood that you shed for us as a pathway to freedom. So if anybody feels that they've got stuck, that they've seen blockages and they've tried to break out in their mind, but they still feel stuck and they need help, just grab somebody this morning or make an appointment with Karen, who's not here, so with me, if you need extra help. But actually, there is an anointing here for breakthrough. So I'm going to declare breakthrough over your lives this morning. I'm going to declare ease. Because the breaker angels are here to help us. But as I say, if you need somebody to come alongside you this morning, just grab somebody. Bless you. So if the musicians would like to... If you want to take communion this morning, again, that's a really good way of just declaring that you're aligning yourself with God. So there is juice and bread here. And just come and be with God. Now use the padlocks. Please try and keep hold of the keys as well.
Whilst the musicians are preparing, I just really want to share something. God recently put me in a position where I had to get out of my comfort zone. We were in a session where we were doing, I don't know how to describe it, possibly prophetic movement or expressive movement. So I was in this class and it turned out that several people didn't turn up, and so they changed what they were going to do on the day. And she said, right, we're going to express how we're feeling in movement. And I was just like, you what? So I was like, okay, right. So inside I'm going, help, God, help. I can't do this. I can't express how I feel in movement. I can't, yeah. So anyway, I felt that God say, just go with it, just relax. I was like, okay, yeah, okay, I'll do this. Bearing in mind, this is in the training room with a window on the door, okay, and people coming and going all day long, okay? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with this. I chose to embrace it. So I thought, well, nothing ventured. So we were doing this expressive movement, and actually I really got into it. I was just like, wow, this is fantastic. This is amazing. And afterwards, I felt that God say to me, if you felt that release, if you felt that made a difference to you, do you not think that other people would? Because in the past, we've been offered to have somebody to come here and do expressive dance and things, and I've always been a bit like, yeah, not so much. So I guess ignorance. You know, I'm owning up to that ignorance, okay? So I felt like much freer with this. So I feel like I want to give you guys permission today to be free. I am expressing that. I am sowing that into this meeting, okay, that actually we can be free. Because bondage of what other people are going to think about me, okay, is a trap. It's an absolute trap. It's a pitfall that we can all fall down, because then we're actually giving control of our lives to other people, because we're worried about what they will think of us. Okay? So I'm going to step out of my box. okay? No, I'm actually going to jump out of my box, and I want to invite you guys to jump out of your boxes, to even if it's just step across the line, even if it's to do something physical that makes that commitment that actually I want to be different. I want God to change me. God, I'm giving you permission, okay? I am out of my box, okay? And I just want to invite you guys to do the same.
That it would be really good to actually break this box symbolically on behalf of all of us. So great. I'm sort of imagining myself getting in the box and not being able to break it. So I'm thinking that Gray is nice and strong. And I'll be there trying to break my box and I can't get out. So we get the strong man to come. And so on behalf of all of us, we're going to break this box open. Oh, yeah, come. Yeah, no, come. Do you want to come and share? Because it was your... Come on.
The ways that you suggest that we do things, boys love to do that kind of thing. I think breaking boxes and things. So if there's anyone in the room that actually that appeals to, it might be better. If you, or yourself, but it's a shame for someone to do it that wouldn't actually benefit from that experience of... No, go on then. God actually calls us to be as little children, and children, little boys. I don't know if any of you, as boys, would delight in doing that. But just remember that's the delight that God wants you to have.
Thank you. Cool. Right. We've broken open. Thank you.